This week we're looking at city council district candidates for place three. Monday we visited with Deanne Clark. Tuesday, Jeff Griffith. This morning we welcome Maury Stanley to the program. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Maury?
Good.
Pretty good. Hey, listen, first of all, you're at Jerry's Barbershop. Where's that located? 82nd and University?
No. We're at 6520 University Avenue in the Green Oaks Mall.
Okay.
And looks like we're going to be there for a while. There was a question whether we were going to be there because we had the fire in the building back in November. But it looks like that things are going to work out and we're going to be able to stay there, and I am very thankful for that.
Good.
Okay. Listen, what's your take on the state of the city and the city council, and what do you think that you bring to the table, and how are you going to solve the world's problems for us?
Well, I don't know.
Wow,
if I,
what a question.
I don't know if I can get to the
I'll
the
hang
world.
Up and listen.
I don't know that I can get to the world, and we only have, about 10 minutes to do this. But, you know, just sitting here listening this morning, I think one of the big issues in this city is public trust and how that we get back to that. You know, we have the question of LPNL. We have the question of the North and East Lubbock Development Corporation. And I will add one more to that. We have the Citibank Auditorium. And back in 2004, that we passed a bond, and there are people that come to the barbershop, and they'll sit there and tell you that we have already taken care of this, and we didn't get it done. It didn't happen. And we'll say this, Tom, there are people that are really upset about that. You know, when they vote on something or they think they vote on something and it doesn't happen, they get irritated. Now, the way that bond package was written, the money could be used at either the Citibank Auditorium or the Civic Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it was opted to use it, put a roof on the Civic Center. So legally it was fine, but the perception is what creates the reality out there and how you go back and pick that up. Now, you know, you asked me what I can do. All I can do is tell people what I really think and the truth of the way I see it. You know, I was told by two different politicians in this town, when you're running, do not bring up the word tax. Just don't do it. It'll get you beat. And you know what? It very well may. But there are times that I think that you have to look at it. When you go into budget to correct some of these problems, you know, you have the finance people come to the table and they say, this is the amount of money that we're bringing. The operations people come to the table and say, this is the amount of the money that we're going to need. And then you sit there and you look at it and you evaluate it and you say, well, okay, we're going to have to make these adjustments. Now, there's a couple of things that we have to do, in my opinion. The first thing is we have to get to a point that we can adequately budget enough money to take care of the maintenance needs of what we have. Taking care of what we have is a big, big item.
Now, how are we going to get this money? How do you think we're going to get this money?
Okay, well, there's two ways. I mean, how are you going to do it at home? You're either going to look at it, and you're going to work it from both ends. You're going to have to cut something, or you're going to have to
take a second job
to raise your taxes.
That, yeah.
I mean, that's the only way you can do it. And if you don't, you've got to work it from both ends, as I see it. And you've got to be in a position, or I'm the opinion, that you never say never that we're not going to raise taxes. Because if you have to make things work, let me give you a good example. We have Goedeke Library.
Mm-hmm.
Goedeke Library was something that we didn't put money into as far as maintenance. Well, when we get around to getting this lease out of the way, if we ride it all the way out to the end of September, we will spend $1,450,000. We spent $81,188.89 to tear the thing down. That's over $1,000,005.
But who's counting?
That's right. Who's counting? Now you're at $1,000,005. So if we had taken, even at the very end, we had taken, say, $500,000 and put a new roof on the building, gutted the thing, brought in a 55-gallon drum of Clorox and got the mold out of there, we would be $1,000,000 better off. And right now, we don't even have a place to go. Well, we're going to over on the old Ryan building, I guess.
Yeah, Ryan Lusky's. Yeah, it's over there by Lowe's Home Improvement.
Yeah, we're going there. But we haven't moved in there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example that you've got to be willing to put money into to these projects. You see, I am a product of 34th Street. And I sit there and I watch the decline of 34th Street and money not being put into that street. And all at the same time, you know, we're moving to the south and southwest. But we're letting we're letting 34th Street slip away. And when you do that, you start affecting neighborhoods on both sides of that street. And when you start that process, you start hollowing out, and you start getting into all kinds of problems. And I think that we've got the budget to do the maintenance of what we need, and then we've got to get down to a point that we pay for it. So public trust and working on that, and doing what you say that you're going to do, I think that is key to this town.
Okay, let me ask you something. How do you feel? Because, you know, it's going to come up tomorrow night, city council meeting. You know, we're looking at this partial loop around Lubbock, and, you know, some of the city leaders now are pushing for a full loop, like a full outer loop. So we're going to have a loop outside the loop, have an outer loop and an inner loop. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that's going to cost quite a bit of cash. But, you know, a lot of people are kind of PO'd about 82nd Street, and then, you know, we're still in the midst of, you know, doing this 34th Street. I think now we're between Indiana and Quaker.
Right.
You know, that's going to take a year, and then we got another year between Quaker and Slide. And
Tom, my position is this. You take care of what you have before you go out and build something else you're not going to take care of. Okay?
Okay, got it. Hey, Maurice Stanley, thanks for being here. So you think the barbershop's a good place to keep your finger?
Hey, you come to the barbershop, spend an hour with me, and you'll know what's going on in town, okay?